Prologue. Moria Grimm sat at her glass desk looking over the list of contenders for this year's All-Valley tournament. The wrinkled parchment she held in her hands contrasted with the updated, almost futuristic layout of her office. Everything in her place of business was either matte black or simple glass. Dark curtains hung on either side of the open window, letting the morning sun stray into the top level of the high-rise building. Cushioned black furniture and multiple computer screens not yet awakened from their digital slumber sat to the right and left on her desk. The Grimm family holdings allowed for this kind of wealth, not only their own high-rise office building in the middle of New York, but multiple structures around the world, including London, Sydney, and Madrid. As one of the very first hunting families ever to be formed, and the first in Europe, they'd had a stranglehold on the market for years. Even now, as lesser hunting corporations were formed across the globe, they didn't hold a candle to the roaring flame that the Grimm family name carried. Moria mulled over these ideas as she pursed her lips, poring over the list of attendees again and again. All of the names she recognized, save one. An overly caffeinated knock came at the door a moment later.
"Come in,"
Moria called, already recognizing who it must be. The door opened and her younger sister Adelaide stepped over the threshold into the office. Adelaide, unlike her older sister, enjoyed color in her outfits. Right now she wore white pants with a red blouse and matching high heels. Her lips were as full as her sister's, but painted and rosy.
"I see you've taken a look at the list,"
Adelaide called, batting her eyes at her older sister with glee.
"I have to say, I think this year's tournament is going to be one to remember."
Moria raised a brow before rolling the parchment and placing it back down on her desk. As much as she understood why the tournament was so important and had to take place, it was beginning to bore her. Year in and year out, the tournament allowed the Grimm family to scope out the best the human and supernatural planes had to offer. Year after year, Moria was not impressed.
"You don't approve of the list?"
Adelaide asked, raising her eyebrow to mirror her sister's. It was something they had done at an early age and laughed about now. Well, most days they were able to laugh about it.
"Oh, no, I'm sure the list is fine," Moria said with a heavy sigh, looking out her window to the morning sun and cloudless sky beyond. "It's all going to be the same as it is every year. They try to kill each other for our amusement, and then we hand off a prize to the winner. It's just all so boring. I did have a question about one name I didn't recognize. Who is John Hunter?" "You need to cheer up. Have some coffee. I realize coffee isn't happiness, but who are we kidding here? It's close. Or go train. You know how you get when you don't have an outlet for all that pent-up energy,"
Adelaide admonished, pulling out a diamond-encrusted phone from her back pocket. She swiped through a few screens before finding the bio she wanted.
"John Hunter is a vampire-werewolf hybrid, recently turned and, oh, here's a fun fact, able to wield an angelic weapon."
Moria thought about the idea of a hybrid. That, in and of itself, wouldn't have gotten him an invitation to the tournament. Hybrids never lasted long. Hated by both werewolf packs and vampire covens, that thought of hybrids as a disgrace, his days were already numbered. The idea that this hybrid could somehow wield an angelic weapon, on the other hand, was something else altogether. Very few humans, augmented or otherwise, were able to hold the weapons of the angels.
"What's wrong?" Adelaide pressed when Moria refused to speak. "I know that look. What is it? Did you go on another killing spree? You can tell me." "No, no, no. Nothing like that. It's just this, all of this,"
Moria said, standing from her desk and motioning to the room around her with open arms.
"What happened to our family? What happened to the great days of the Wild Hunt and the Kingfisher? What happened to being out there in the unknown, tracking down creatures of the macabre like our ancestors? When did monster hunting turn into frappuccinos and paperwork in the comfort of a high-rise office building?"
Both sisters turned their attention to the Grimm family crest, a bronze statue of the Grim Reaper in full flowing cloak that stood 6 feet tall